time for Israel is Real. Two Israelis putting a human face on all things Israel. Rahel and Sonia focus on life in modern 21st century Israel, telling the stories of ordinary people living in, loving, and in support of an extraordinary land. Israel is Real is a community-supported program featuring interviews with local, national, and international celebrities, personal life stories, and call-ins. Learn a new Hebrew word every week. Israel is Real. Every Friday on 1590 WSMN, Nashua's News and Talk. And now, your hosts, Rahel and Sonia.
Hi, we're Rahel.
And Sonia.
And this is Israel is Real, the free voice for Israel. Boker tov lekol ha-mazinim.
Tzohoraim tovim b'Yisrael.
From WSMN 1590, Nashua's News and Talk. We're also on the internet, WSMNradio.com, so you can find us all around the world. The whole world is listening. It is. We know that they're hearing us in Israel. They're hearing us in all sorts of places.
And I want to say welcome to all our new people.
Right.
That they would like to hear us. And I'm sorry that my voice is so...
You sound very, very manly today.
I have a problem with my...
Okay. It's going around, that manliness.
Yeah. Thank you. I will wait. I will take my revenge.
That's
cold.
Right. I'll see you after the show out back.
We will speak about this. Okay.
So tell us our Hebrew word for the day.
It's again.
Again?
Again.
That's not a Hebrew
word. Shirivri. Shirivri means a Hebrew song. And because we are trying to put together history and music, the little history, not the little history, but history, actual history about Israel and the modern music, I think that... This is my best that I was thinking about, Shirivri.
And yeah, I think it's good also to repeat the words. It really sort of gets people. If you hear it once...
Condensate the knowledge.
Condensate?
The knowledge.
Okay. So Shir Ivri being
Shir Ivri.
Actually, Shir being song, Ivri being Hebrew.
Hebrew, yes.
And as Sonia said, we are... as we did last week. And so if you missed the show last week, and we also had a part one, we're going through the decades of Israel, through Israel's history, modern history, through song. We started with the 48 and went through to 49. We went then to the 50s, the 60s, and we're in the 70s.
Yeah, we will finish today probably the 70s, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
But the first one, it's Shir HaShalom. And it have an extremely interesting history.
Mm.
The lyrics are by Yaakov Rotblit and the melody by Yair Rosenblum. And it was a song that we have a problem with this song because somehow... It was the first time that they bring together, you know, a lyric about the sadness of our kids that they fall in war. And from the other side, our wish to peace just to calm the peace, because we cannot bring again our kids that fall in those wars, our brothers, our fathers. Nobody is coming back from any cemetery, unfortunately. So let's hear it.
I want to also say that this was the song that was being sung when Yitzhak Rabin, Prime Minister of Israel, was assassinated.
It was exactly, yeah. And he had the words of this song and his jacket when he was shot. Right.
Shir HaShalom. Sonia, this song that you can hear.
Hair.
It's totally a 70s sound.
Yes.
And you can feel the 70s. This is the beginning of the 70s
right.
creeping into Israeli life. And so what? There was a problem with this song, wasn't there?
This song, a lot of people thought that this song can bring a lot of demoralization. Because from one hand, everyone wants peace to come.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot find even not one Israeli that will tell you that we'll go for war, whatever. No.
Right.
Everyone wants the peace. And it is so clear that everyone wanted because... And we also shed our blood for our land, for our mm-hmm. country, for our independence, for our sovereignty. But it was clear that this can bring some demoralization in the army, which actually didn't do this.
No, it was very spirited. Just you can hear it's a spirited song.
Yeah, and the people liked it.
It brought life. Yeah. It was happy. People, you know, you can imagine we're listening as we're listening to it. The whole hair kind of scene with people dancing and you know.
And it wasn't because the piece. Not the peace was the problem.
Right.
The feeling that the people that there are going, they will never come back.
Mm-hmm.
Which is something that we know. And the song put it very clear in a contrast, if you want. So.
And this is also, we were talking last week about the 67 war. This is in between the 67 and the 73
exactly,
war.
Exactly, exactly.
The Six-Day War and the Yom Kippur War.
And
this is a time of peace and... recovering from a few wars already,
exactly.
at least three, and hoping that this is it.
Exactly. And now I would go with Maya.
Maya. And
Maya.
Maya. I actually learned to play this on guitar. It was one of the songs I used to teach my students.
Okay, Shalom Chanoch wouldn't like me singing this. He's actually, Shalom Chanoch is the one that is singing this. A very good singer and compositor. And he is singing the song for his newborn child, Maya, which today, Maya, it's she's an actress.
Is she?
Yes. And she's beautiful.
Yeah.
And after the song, I will say another story.
All right, let's listen a little bit.
Maya, ma ishtana bi.
Maya, I used to sing this song and play it with my guitar, and it's got a folk kind of sound, being acoustic,
yeah,
really. And, you know, in Israel, when, as we said last week, you know, everybody sings. And this was a very popular song, and, you know, you can see the audience
swaying,
holding up, you know.
A young father speaking to his daughter, and mm-hmm. he is telling her, you are here, and in 20 years, you know, he is speaking to her, even if she is a little baby, and he is thinking about what it will be in 20 years. And it's beautiful. Well, Maya, it's not 20. It's much more than this, because she was
right.
born around 70s. I don't uh-huh. know exactly when, but in the beginning of 70s, so...
Well, we've got this
40.
Song listed as 71.
Yeah, but he wrote it before.
Right.
So... Yeah. Anyway,
we're going
when
into
Milchemet
sort of
Yom Kippurim starts.
This is the Yom Kippur War.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We made we shortened the name of Milchemet Yom HaKippurim, the War of Yom Kippur, and we call it Maya. And a lot of little girls in these times have been called Maya. Either because their fathers fell in the war, or because it was kind of remember how traumatic this war was, and to show that we have a hope, and we have new kids, and the name of them, their kid, those kids, have been Maya in the 74. This
Sonia. I arrived in Israel in 1976, so I was experiencing already the aftermath.
Yes.
Tell our listeners a little bit about the Yom Kippur War.
I wasn't in Israel. I came in Israel in 74.
Mm-hmm.
I know that my husband was already in Israel in 73. He came in August 73, so therefore... He was in this war. He was also a youngest. But he said that Yom Kippur came and it was this silent.
Let's just remind our listeners who are not Jewish, Yom Kippur is known as the Day of Atonement. It's the holiest day of year for Jews. We fast, we are in synagogue praying all day. And so when the Arabs struck, it was totally unexpected and quite a shock.
And suddenly, and we are speaking that you are starting the fast in the evening, and then you are continuing the fast next day till you will see
the three stars.
And suddenly, in this unbelievable silence, that it's a very, you know, it is a silence that you are trying to
introspect.
Exactly.
It's very profound.
It's very profound, and it's very clear that the people, even if they are not in the synagogues, they are transported in another place. They are thinking.
Also,
they are reflecting. It's a very spiritual thing.
I want to say that in Israel, everything stops on Yom Kippur.
Exactly.
No stores are open. No cars are riding. There
Absolutely.
Is nothing.
Absolutely.
Of course, in the Arab villages, they are carrying on their own lives. But within Israeli townships and cities,
everything, it stops, right.
It all stops. It's completely silent. You can't imagine such a feeling and such an experience.
Exactly. And suddenly, in this great silence, when everyone is wearing white, because everyone wants to be as pure as they can.
This is a time for cleansing.
Exactly. Suddenly, they saw that the silence was broken by airplanes.
The skies were filled
exactly.
with air.
And suddenly people start getting out from the synagogues in the mornings with the tallit on them, with the shawl, you know,
the
with
prayer
the traditional
shawl.
Exactly, with the traditional prayer shawl, with the yarmulke, with everything. They just flow out, and they went to protect their families, their kids, their neighbors, their friends.
Reservists were called up and soldiers were called to war.
And we are going to Lu Yehi and we will speak about this after.
Right, this is Lu Yehi. It's a rendition of Let It Be.
Let It Be, yes.
בדלת תן מילה טובה בפיו כל שנבקש לו יהי אם נפשך למות שואלת מפריחה ומאסיף כל שנבקש לו יהי לו יהי
To Israel is Real on WSMN 1590. We would like to remind you that we are on the air because of your support, your love for what we're doing, and your love for Israel, and your partly for the efforts that you want to make a difference in stopping the spread of hatred and terrorism throughout the world, and to help spread instead the good news about Israel. So you can do this by sponsoring a Hebrew word, a Torah portion, or even a weekly Israel is Real show. If you take out your checkbook
now,
right now, and you make a donation or decide to advertise your business, maybe sponsor a show, or even just ask us to read a special greeting, a birthday or an anniversary. So Take out your checkbook now and write your check to Absolute Broadcasting and send it to our personal mailbox at Israel Israel, P.O. Box 236, Milford, New Hampshire, 03055. Again, write the check to Absolute Broadcasting. Send it to our personal email, our personal mailbox at Israel Israel, P.O. Box 236, Milford, New Hampshire, 03055. If you want more information, and also, of course, you need to visit our website, and the address is www.israelisraelnh.com. That's Israel Israel, New Hampshire, Israel Israel, NH.com. By supporting this show and by supporting Israel, you will make a world of difference.
And you'll. And what do you know about Vision? Did you know that Vision is an organization that educates our community about the little country of Israel? Did you know Israel is approximately about the size of New Jersey? And did you know that we have world around 56 Islamic countries, 49 Roman Catholic countries, 20 Protestant countries, 12 Eastern Orthodox countries, 4 Hindus, and only one, a Jewish state, which is Israel. In order for you to receive Vision's email alerts and be informed about Vision's educational activities and opportunities, please visit Vision's website at www.newhampshireforisrael.org. That's www.nh4israel.org.
And I'll remind you again, this is WSMN 1590 Nashua's News and Talk.
And have you heard the buzz? Rachel's music is touching hearts of listeners all around the world. To hear Rachel's unique sound and to book Rachel to perform for you live, just go to www.rachelmusic.net. That's www.rachelmusic.net. Rachel Music.
And I want to say that Rachel is having lots of gigs these days, and I'm very excited about that. So a lot of farmers markets. So not only can you hear my wonderful music, you can also get some really great organic produce and, some of the jellies and jams, and there's wines, and I went home the other day with some great spinach pie, some pizza. There's some really good stuff at these farmers markets. So New Hampshire is a farming community as much as it is cities and towns. So make sure you go online, New Hampshire Farm. You can just Google New Hampshire farmers markets and you'll find them, or go on, again, on my site. And it will list, you can go to the calendar there and you'll find out where to find me.
Nice. Okay, I wanted to say something about Lou Yehib, which was translated by Naomi Shemer from English. And like you said, it's Let It Be. And she made a great job. She really translated wonderfully. Only that, suddenly, Yom Kippur war starts, and all her friends, compositors, artists, singers, you name them, family, they told her, now, don't go with this music.
Mm-hmm.
Put on these wonderful words other music and make it all we pray for. Instead of Let It Be, it's put it like all we pray for, and I will give only a few short
verses.
Yes, mm-hmm. There is still a white sail on the horizon, opposite a heavy black cloud. All that we ask for, may it be, mm-hmm. Lou Yehib. And if in the evening windows the light of the holidays candles flickers, all that we seek, may it be. May it be. May it be. Please. May it be. All that we seek, may it be. And may it be. And what we are asking from God. May it be.
Again, we're going to hear a little bit more of Lou Yehi. May it be.
מבקש לו יהי. בדלת, תן מילה טובה בפיו, כל שנבקש לו יהי. אם נפשך למות שואלת מפריחה ומאסיף, כל שנבקש לו יהי. לו יהי, לו יהי, אנא לו שנבקש לו יהי. כל אלה גם תפילה אחת מפי, כל שנבקש לו יהי. לו יהי, לו יהי, אנא לו יהי, כל שנבקש לו יהי.
Sonia, I want to say that
made be peace.
I would translate this today as let us be. Just leave us alone, will you please? You know, the world is constantly occupied with Israel, and you have to wonder why. It's
the biggest country in the world.
The biggest
probably.
Country in the world. It seems to be the most powerful. If you listen to the media, yeah. If you listen to the enemies, we seem to be all powerful,
country,
some kind
yes.
of superpower. And, you know, a country that is only, what, 14 miles wide, you know, you could travel it in a day, the whole country.
And you can also walking from a city to another. This is a very trendy trip that
right
news.
A hike just
yeah,
take a hike
hiking, yes.
from one end to the other
yes
and I just want to say let us be. We just want to live our lives in Israel. People are just regular people, just like you're hearing us right now. We're just regular people living regular lives, and we live those regular lives everywhere. And what is the problem? Let us be. Let us be.
Maybe a peace among us and among all the others which are not seeking so much for peace, unfortunately.
But let's tell also our listeners a little bit about Naomi Shemer.
Naomi Shemer, and I want only to mention that the lady that just we heard, it's Chava Alberstein. The eternal Chava Alberstein.
We spoke about last week as well. Yeah. Well, Naomi Shemer is one of Israel's prolific songwriters. She was known as the first lady of Israeli song and poetry. She wrote just about every song, it seems, in Israel during a certain period of time.
I think that she wrote about 1,000 songs.
She is a brilliant
talented.
Songwriter.
Yes.
She wrote, as we said, last week we heard Jerusalem of Gold.
Yes.
And many, many more. She was born on a kibbutz, on Kfutzat Kinneret, that her parents actually helped found, and that was by the Sea of Galilee, as it's known in English. And in the 1950s, she served in the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, in the Nahal Entertainment Troupe, and studied music at the Reuben Academy of Music in Jerusalem.
A very good
and
place to
became,
study music.
Yeah, and she became Israel's sort of first lady, really first
yes.
lady of music. And another
great,
great songwriter, Matti Kaspi.
Oh, he is good.
He it's hard to describe this Israeli composer, the kind of music he played. He was highly influenced by classical music, Brazilian and Latin music, jazz, rock, all sorts of music. He wrote beautiful, beautiful songs. I remember, we're not going to hear that one right now, but Eretz Tropi Jaffa.
Yeah, yeah, the Brazilian influence.
The Brazilian influence.
And he have a great sense of humor. He does perfect timing with the public, and it's always fun to hear him.
If you see him, he's stone-faced. He's expressionless. He sits and he looks just like he's a statue or something, but he's brilliant, brilliant songwriter. And the song we're going to hear is called Ve'otach, and You.
Sherak itach ani chofshi levad ani margish keilu at hait itanu aval kshani שותק לי עם עצמי אז את איתי אבל בינך ואני שותק איתך ולעצמי אני אומר איתך אני יודע שרק איתך אני עצמי ואת כל המילים שלנו את היית שומעת גם בלי שאני אומר לך את עצמי אני נולד אני רואה את רואה מקום אחר אותו אני חולם איתך אני יודע אבוא לשם ועם עצמי אני מרגיש כאילו את היית איתך אבל כשאני
We were just talking, Sonia and I, about the musicianship of Mati Kaspi and many of the musicians in Israel, and we really have some top A number one musicians and music coming out. Also, because I want to mention the cultural influences that
it is the real multicultural state in the world.
It's unbelievable. That was one of the things that when I came to Israel, I was unaware of dissonant and dissonant sounds and things like that coming from a folk music background. Everything was 4-4, you know, everything was very 1-4, the transitions very, very basic. But when I got to Israel, I started to hear new sounds, and then I started to hear music from all over the world right there in front of me. And there are a lot of musicians who have roots in different cultures, and they brought that music into the forefront in Israel. So we have Greek music being translated into Hebrew. We have Spanish. We have, and in this case, Brazilian. So
it's not in this case.
Not in this case, but Mati Kaspi did a lot to bring in the Brazilian influence and the Latin influence. We have music from everywhere that becomes part of the Israeli tapestry, the Israeli mosaic. Yeah. Of life in Israel. And if you are a musician, you really want to go to Israel and experience this. Your eyes and ears are going to be opened. And the other thing that I was mentioning was that back in the day, in the 70s, we had, it's still a developing country. And there might have been maybe only one school of music, the Reuben Academy of Music. Today, I think it was in the 90s that we started having more opportunity. The Rimon School of Music opened up in, I believe it's Petah Tikva, or Tel Aviv area. And more over the years, the musicianship and the artists that Israel is producing are top quality, unbelievable. And it's a fusion of all of these multicultural influences now. And you really should, listeners, I advise you, I really recommend to listen to a lot of Israeli music. You are going to find amazing elements and influences within each song that you will hear.
I wasn't aware about this because I'm listening to the music for my pleasure, and that's it.
But I'm listening as a musician.
Yeah, you're
and
right. No, it's clear.
There is incredible musicianship coming out of Israel these days. And France, European influence, everything is there. Arabic influence. Sorry, I keep interrupting you. Go ahead.
You're right. I would suggest to go to the end of the orange season.
The orange season, yes. The citrus fruits abound in Israel. As a matter of fact, when I lived in Israel, my house is in Maale Adumim, over there in Judea, and my backyard's filled with fruit trees, lemons and shesiks and olive trees. I didn't appreciate it as much as I should. But tell us about the oranges.
Tammuz, it's one of the months in the Jewish calendar, and it's in the middle
I was thinking Tammuz.
No, it's Tammuz. In the middle of the summer. And they start a little band, and they gave the name Tammuz. And one of the best songs that this band gave out is Sofonat HaTapuzim, is the end of the orange season, or whatever you call it. And actually all the people which they've been involved in this band, they grow up in extremely certain and clear direction musically speaking and artistically speaking, and they succeed everyone.
Exactly.
And I would suggest to listen to this.
Let's listen to it. The end of the orange season. יש מחנק, מרח מרחקים שיר לי על החוף שוב לא תשאיר לי היא אולי תשאיר לי רק צליטה קטנה של מיתרים דקים הקומץ נשיקות בחול ומלח שיר לי טסה חזרה מחר לא, אני לא בוכה זה רק ממלח, כן לא אחכה לך, זה סיגר יוצא מה שזה ניחר כן, כן, זה ניחר סוף עונת הרחצה עם הדמעה של החצה בתוך השקט שחצה אותי השאיר לי You can clearly hear the 70s really coming into full force with this song, the rock, the free love, the loving, the end of the orange season being summertime.
Exactly.
And just having a ball. It reminds me a little bit even of the Beach Boys, although they were a little bit earlier time than that. But it's that kind of a feeling, you know, it's a very fun, loving kind of time.
I want to mention that Shalom Chanoch is the guy that is singing the song.
Right.
the same that we spoke about Maya and see the differences.
Right. And I like the way he says a lot, Cain, 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 which means yeah. It's a very, very, Shalom Chanukah is also quite influenced by Western music.
Yes,
it's
and
very
he's
clear.
Also very talented. I think that we are bringing here really the
cream of the crop.
The cream of the talents that we have, yes.
Let's move on to Yehudit Rabitz. Now, she is a very, very special musician in Israel, being, first of all, one of the more popular women.
She appears in the 70s, yes.
She comes with her guitar, which is unlike a lot of female singers who are just singers. She is a very talented musician, guitarist, and she was actually trained by Mati Kaspi, who we mentioned before.
Okay, let's hear.
Yeah,
hear
so this is Slichot by Yehudit Rabitz. Sonia,
yeah.
The name of this being Slichot, being repentance, and I want to say that also we are witnessing here through the music a country now coming into its own. Israel had been through a number of wars, maybe four by now, and this is where we know in retrospect that another war did not come about until the 80s, so there was a good long time of a nice peaceful time.
Even if we had the Mivtza Litani in
the Lebanese incursion, yeah.
In 78, I think.
Right, but
it was an action, yeah.
Yeah, it was not all encompassing as the other wars, but you know, we speak of war in Israel as if that's a part of our life, and it's kind of absurd to think that it is. And we've come to live with a constant
threat
of war, and then and war one war after the next,
and to think that under this terrible threats
we thrive and flourish.
Exactly, and this is absolutely amazing to put together a country which is so young, 63 years old,
right?
And is for instance, Machon Weizmann, the Madain Rehovot,
the Institute of Science
in Rehovot, on the name of Chaim Weizmann, our first president. It is the best in the world,
mm-hmm.
in order to learn science for the greatest titles,
mm-hmm.
means MA, Masters and PhD. It's the best.
I'm going to move us into our last song for today. It's called Abani B.
Yes, Abani B. We must.
And this was Yizhar Cohen was the singer, and this was the Israeli song for the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, nobody here in America understands anything about the Eurovision Song Contest, which is a big hit all over Europe. It's the one annual competition of all the European countries come together and submit one song. And they choose, first there's a contest, and they choose, there's a vote by the country itself, brings their vote in, and they compete. This song, Abani Bia Obo Hebev, was sort of like the Pig Latin language, the gibberish language of Israel.
Of the kids.
The Sfat Bet, the Bet language, they called it, the kids' language. The Yisrael Cohen was singing it. Ehud Manor wrote the words, and Nurit Hirsch conducted the cream of the crop of the Israeli songwriters. And this particular song won that year. This was the year 79. It might have come in 79. And it's exciting.
And it was the first time that, the time that you are winning, the next year, this type of
the country has to host
exactly
the song contest.
So Israel hosted, and it was the first time.
Israel
that the Eurovision was taken out from Europe.
Right,
was the first time.
Right, the first time that Eurovision contest took place somewhere outside of Europe. But also, we can bring it in. But also that Israel became really recognized
in
Europe, in the world. Right now you can hear the disco influence as the world moves into from funk and rock and the, you know, the hair kind of thing, and you hear the influence of disco.
And Abani Biobote Omotaba, I think it's I Love You.
I Love You, right. I Love You.
Yes. So.
Let's hear it some more. Right.
So.
All right. We have come through the 70s in Israel through song, and I hope our listeners are a little bit more enlightened as Israel is growing up. As our friend Miriam likes to say, she was a young child, and now she's a teenager, and we are experiencing that in growth, and she is becoming into her own, becoming a country. So we're going to hear now
Parashat
the Torah
Chukat.
Portion.
Yes, Parashat Chukat. There are many mitzvot in the Torah for which God gives us the reason, such as tzitzit, to remember the mitzvot, the good deeds, and Shabbat as a reminder that God created the universe. There are several mitzvot, however, such as the red heifer, which are a total mystery. There seems to be no logical connection between the actions of the mitzvah of the red heifer and the purpose of the mitzvah, to purify the impure. On one of the foundation of Jewish belief is that we perform all the mitzvot even though we may not understand them. A father asks his son to do certain things. The son does not necessarily understand why he has to do what his father asks. However, the good son does what his father asks him to do. The Torah tells us, you are children to God, your God. Those, when God commands us to do a mitzvah, we do as a good son would, without asking for a reason why we have to do it. As the verse tells us, the hidden are for God, our God, while the revealed are for us and our children forever to carry out all the words of the Torah. Again, the verse teach us that although we may not understand all the mitzvot of the Torah, we still must do all of them.
And we say Shabbat Shalom. And
Shabbat
I want to
Shalom.
Say that as we're listening to the history of Israel through song, Israel really is part of the world, not separate from the world. It's not a separate entity. It's part of the world. And we see as Israel comes into part of Europe through the Eurovision contest and is still striving to be recognized as part of the world, as well as being their own individual place. It's our home. We welcome you to visit and be part of Israel. So Shabbat Shalom. We're hearing Gan Sagor as we go out. This is Rachel and Sonia. She's there still. Sonia.
Yes,
and this
I'm
is
here.
Israel is Real. Our theme song, Hinei Matov, is by myself, Rachel, www.rahelmusic.com. And we're on the air every Friday, 10 to 11 in the morning on WSMN 1590, Nashua's News and Talking on the Internet at www.wsmnradio.com. We're going to hear Giddy Gov and the gang singing Gan Segur as we go out. Shabbat
Shalom
from Israel is real.
אתמול בחמש אחרי הצהריים הלכנו עם אמא למכולת ובדרך ראינו שהגן שלנו סגור.
לא נעים לראות גן סגור, זה לא כל כך נעים לראות גן סגור,
זה לא כל כך נעים לראות גן סגור,
זה לא כל כך נעים לראות גן סגור,
זה לא כל כך נעים לראות עוד גן סגור,
זה לא כל כך נעים לראות עוד גן סגור,
זה לא כל כך נעים לראות עוד גן סגור,
זה לא כל כך נעים לראות עוד גן סגור.